Have you ever wondered why a $200 printer with a $25 rebate seems more attractive than the same model priced at $175? This seemingly irrational choice reveals the central insight of Priceless. Our perception of value isn't based on cold calculation, but on psychological quirks that businesses expertly exploit. The truth is shocking. We have no innate sense of what anything should cost. Instead, we operate in a state of coherent arbitrariness, maintaining consistent relative valuations while our absolute price judgments fluctuate wildly based on environmental cues. This phenomenon has transformed business education and behavioral economics, with Warren Buffett reportedly calling it the best explanation of pricing psychology I've ever encountered. Imagine being asked to write down the last two digits of your social security number before bidding on a bottle of wine. In Dan Ariely's famous MIT experiment, students with high social security endings, 80-99, bid an average of $27.91, while those with low numbers, 00-19, bid just $8.64, all for the same wine. This anchoring effect operates unconsciously whenever we translate personal values into numbers. Broadway producers exploit this by pricing premium seats astronomically high, not necessarily to sell them, but because those $480 tickets make the $120 discounted seats seem like bargains. Even when warned about anchoring, we can't overcome it. The initial number, however arbitrary, exerts gravitational pull on the final outcome, a psychological reality that contradicts economic models of rational decision-making. Our difficulty judging absolute values stems from how our senses evolved. We perceive proportions rather than absolutes, a ratio-based perception that helps us recognize objects from different distances and varying light conditions. Psychophysicist S.S. Stevens demonstrated this dramatically by showing how a gray disk appears white in darkness but turns black when surrounded by bright white light, leading to his epigram, "Black is white with a bright ring around it." This explains why identical gray squares appear completely different when surrounded by contrasting colors. Money perception follows similar power laws. Stevens' students reported needing about $40 to feel twice as happy as receiving $10, not the $20 economists might expect. Our psychological price scale is logarithmic rather than linear. The difference between $10 and $20 feels much larger than between $1,010 and $1,020, despite the identical $10 difference. Kahneman and Tversky's groundbreaking prospect theory revealed that losing hurts approximately twice as much as gaining delights. This explains why the TV game show Deal or No Deal contestant, Frank, rejected offers as high as 75,000 euros, a comfortable year's income, and ended with just 10 euros. After losing the chance at the highest prizes early, Frank adopted a loss frame, seeing the banker's final 6,000 euro offer as a disappointing outcome compared to his initial hopes. Their four-cell model explains seemingly contradictory behaviors, where risk-averse with likely gains, risk-seeking with unlikely gains, recklessly gamble with likely losses, and insure against unlikely losses. This explains why the same person might both cautiously save money and recklessly gamble. It depends entirely on how choices are framed. When comparing predictive accuracy, prospect theory correctly anticipated contestants' choices 85% of the time versus expected utility theories 76%. Would you accept 50 cents from a stranger if the alternative was getting nothing? Traditional economics says yes, any amount is better than zero. Yet in the ultimatum game, most people reject offers below $3 out of a $10 pot, preferring to get nothing rather than accept an unfair split. This behavior appears across cultures, though with fascinating variations. The Machiguenga of Peru, who rarely cooperate beyond their clan, made low offers that were almost always accepted, ironically behaving like the rational actors economists had theorized but rarely found in market societies. Meanwhile, the cooperative La Molera whalers were hyperfair, offering more than 50%. People accept price increases that pass on increased costs, but reject those exploiting market forces during shortages. The cardinal rule appears to be, don't increase your profit at my expense. A 7% wage cut during recession was deemed unfair by 62%, but when framed as a 5% raise during 12% inflation, effectively the same loss in buying power, 78% found it acceptable. Free triggers unique psychology beyond mere discounting. When Ariely offered Hershey Kisses for 1 cent and Superior Lindt truffles for 15 cents, 73% chose Lindt. But when both prices dropped by just 1 cent, making Kisses free and truffles 14 cents, preferences reversed dramatically. 69% took the free Hershey Kiss, despite passing up a 14-cent discount on the better chocolate. This zero price effect stems from the certainty effect. Free things eliminate any risk of buyer's regret. Similarly, charm prices, those ending in 9, dominate retail because they signal discounting. Most remarkably, experiments showed items priced at $39 outsold identical items at both $34 and $44, demonstrating charm prices increase both volume and profit per sale. When Anderson and Simester tested sale markers against charm prices, they found combining both techniques, like Reg 48, Sale 39, had the strongest effect of all. How can you defend against these psychological tricks? German researchers tested an antidote for price anchoring by asking mechanics to evaluate a car. When researchers casually mentioned they thought the car was worth 2,800 marks, mechanics estimated its value at 2,520 DM. When they mentioned 5,000 marks to different mechanics, the average estimate jumped 40% to 3,563 DM. The researchers then tested a technique called consider the opposite. After mentioning their price anchor, they added that a friend thought this value was too high or low and asked what might argue against this price. This simple intervention significantly reduced anchoring effects. When quoted a price, take time to think of reasons why that figure might be unreasonable before making commitments. Car buyers are advised to use the buddy system, bringing along a spouse or friend for support and a second opinion. This social approach works because your companion provides counterpoints to the dealer's claims, dramatically reducing conformity to pressure. We live in a world where prices are increasingly arbitrary and manipulable. Understanding these psychological principles doesn't make us immune to them, but awareness is the first step toward making more deliberate choices. Next time you're about to make a purchase, pause and ask yourself, am I buying this because I truly value it, or because I've been skillfully anchored to see it as a bargain? Your wallet and your satisfaction with what you buy may depend on recognizing when your own judgment is being subtly shaped by forces you never consciously perceive.